What up, what up, what up, everybody? Welcome into the NFL Schedule Pod, week number two. We're going to go over today and the New York Jets and Miami Dolphins schedule as well. You know what? This is going to evolve over the next little while, get more comfortable with it, hosting my own podcast without a guest, like I normally have on Jaybird Watching with my colleague and good buddy, Craig Borden. But yeah, this is going to continue to evolve each week. Last week, kind of kept it short, just to give it a test. And I'm not really doing a whole lot of promotion. So if you listen to this, thank you. Make sure that you subscribe, share it. If you like it, let me know. I'm always open for feedback on this to try to give you some good content to think of the NFL from a different perspective when it comes to what games get featured in primetime or what games or some of the more featured games of the week as well. So a whole bunch of different things to go over and discuss today. One thing I'm also going to add, I did the Buffalo Bills schedule last week along with week one, and I didn't really pick the winners or the results for the Bills. So that's one thing I'm going to start introducing as well, make the pod go a little longer. So let's get right into it, guys. Week two of the NFL season is going to kick off Thursday, September 12th. At 8:20 p.m. Eastern, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Carolina Panthers. Little bit of a early season, I'm not sure how to describe this one, you know. There was a little bit of extra intrigue today, which is great for me to be able to record today, that Gerald McCoy, former Tampa Bay Buccaneers stud defensive tackle, has been with them since he's been drafted, just signed a one-year deal with the Carolina Panthers after taking visits with teams like the Cleveland Browns and Baltimore Orioles, places he said he'd be comfortable playing. But he just wasn't sure of the whole city. He wanted to stay down south where he's familiar. Carolina is south in downtown Charlotte, and that will be the second straight home game for the Panthers, who open up against the Los Angeles Rams in week one. But you know what? I don't mind it. A little early season divisional game on Thursday Night Football. Buccaneers, you know, some people are thinking this is James Winston's fifth year. Some people thought they weren't even going to pick up his player option or his fifth year option. Been very inconsistent off-field issues and distractions with James Winston. But that Buccaneers offense, when it clicks, it clicks. And they got one of the best, probably the most underrated wide receiver in the NFL in Mike Evans. They did lose DeSean Jackson, and they also lost Adam Humphries, but they also have tight end O.J. Howard. So it could be all right. It all really depends on Cam Newton. When you ask me, Cam Newton could be out for the beginning of the season, if not the whole season. Still a little unclear as to what Cam Newton is dealing with post-shoulder surgery and if he'll even be ready for the beginning of the NFL season. But I don't mind this game, guys. I really don't. Especially a primetime game that if this was scheduled later in the year and not on a Thursday, probably would be flexed. If it was a Sunday night game, which it probably wouldn't have been, or anything like that. But, you know, some of the games who are kind of on the edge of being showcased in prime time, you got to get games like this out of the way. Early season, still a whole lot of intrigue in week two, obviously. Season's still playing out. Teams trying to avoid an 0-2 start. Or teams are coming into the game 1-0. Or any different combination. But this is a big swing game. Get off to a good start, like Carolina or Tampa Bay. Could go to 2-0, 1-1, 0-2. I'll tell you, I think the winner of this game, Carolina, would be my pick in this one. And Gerald McCoy has himself a big game. But yeah, I don't mind it. Not a bad way to kick off Thursday Night Football for the year. I know Thursday Night Kickoff is kind of the week one game, but that's on NBC. This really kicks off NFL Network and Fox coverage of Thursday Night Football for the year. Carolina playing host to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. As we move over to Sunday, September 15th, let's start with CBS yet again, because Fox has the doubleheader for the second straight week to open up the year. CBS, you have the Indianapolis Colts traveling to Tennessee Titans, Buffalo Bills at the New York Giants, Los Angeles Chargers at the Detroit Lions crossing the continent to go play Detroit at Ford Field, and you also have the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Houston Texans, and the New England Patriots at the Miami Dolphins is the 1 o'clock slate for CBS. And on Fox, you got Arizona Cardinals at the Baltimore Ravens, Dallas Cowboys at the Washington Redskins, You got the Dallas or the Seattle Seahawks at Pittsburgh Steelers, and what is actually a pretty intriguing game. The San Francisco 49ers at the Cincinnati Bengals. The Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers for the second straight year in week two at Lambeau. It's good for the Vikings. Get that visit to cold Lambeau out of the way early. And yeah, that is your 1 o'clock window for Fox. I like those some of these games here. I would honestly say in terms of the stronger slate for the second straight week, I would much rather have Fox's slate. Arizona at Baltimore, you get Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson in the future at quarterback. Dallas at Washington is a huge, huge, huge rivalry game. I think this game could have been a candidate for a primetime game if not for Alex Smith's injury. But you know what? Redskins got Dwayne Haskins. Dallas is going to have to eventually make a decision on if they are fully committing to Dak Prescott, which it seems like they will. And you know what? Dallas, that's their second straight divisional game. They can get off to a big start at 2-0 if they beat the Giants in week one and Washington in week two, which they should be able to beat both of those teams. Dallas probably will be a playoff team again in 2019. Seattle at Pittsburgh, another great matchup. Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger, Roethlisberger at the tail end of his career. Russell Wilson always seems to play fantastic on a bigger stage. And at Pittsburgh, that's a pretty big stage. There are crazy football fans over there. And Seattle's in a tough division. They got to get off to a good start. 49ers at the Bengals, probably the weakest slate. Definitely is actually probably the weakest in game with the least amount of intrigue. 49ers at the Bengals. Not too many crazy storylines there. Jimmy Garoppolo coming back off of injury. The Andy Dalton era continues in Cincinnati. And they try to squeeze every last drop out of Andy Dalton and A.J. Green on offense. Bengals still have a good defense. They still have Carlos Dunlap and Geno Atkins on the defensive line. Bengals got a good defense. Not a terrible game. Definitely the weakest slate Fox have at 1 o'clock there. And then the big one, Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers. Fantastic. Last year was that tie in week two. Just a fantastic game. Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins going at it. I believe it was 44-44, something like that. It was a high-scoring game. Ended in OT, and Daniel Carlson missed that kick to win the game for Minnesota. You know what? You look back, if you're a Vikings fan, Carlson makes that kick, and the Vikings are in the playoffs. So even though Kirk Cousins has a tendency to shy in big games on a primetime stage or a 425 stage, he always seems to come up big against Green Bay. I believe Kirk Cousins actually never lost to the Packers in a regular season. Could be wrong on that. It seems like a correct stat. The only time I remember him losing was the playoff game where he got the Redskins to the playoffs and winning the division back in the playoffs of 2016 to 2015 season. But yeah, pretty good slate there for Fox. If I was to guess, because they have the featured game again at 425, I'm going to go Kevin Burkhardt and Charles Davis. Is that Vikings at Packers game, but Seahawks at Steelers is a very intriguing game as well. And you know what? Fox always seems to favor the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins matchup. The last 2 years, that's been a late window game. So it's intriguing. There's a lot of good games here for Fox. CBS, definitely a little bit weaker. I definitely think the NFC is a much stronger conference than the AFC, so that should be a common theme throughout the course of the year when you have AFC and AFC teams playing each other. But Indianapolis at Tennessee, that was the Sunday night game in Week 17 to determine who wins the division and goes to the playoffs. And Indianapolis beat a Blaine Gabbert-led Titans team. Buffalo at the New York Jets. That's great for the Bills. They start at the New York Giants and at the New York, or at the New York Jets and at the New York Giants. Same stadium. They don't even have to leave the city. They can go back to Buffalo very quickly for practice if they want. And they come right back to the same place for a Week 2 game. Bills could start 2-0. I would not be surprised if they do. Beat the Jets. Make a statement win in week one, and then beat the Giants, who were not very good last year. Caught fire towards the end of the year, but still, the Bills, I think, are going to be one of the bigger surprises in the NFL and could make the playoffs. Chargers at the Detroit Lions. Good game, honestly. Rivers going out to Ford Field against Matthew Stafford. Not a bad game at all. And it's an early season test for both teams. Matt Patricia has got to turn things around in Detroit rather quickly. There was a lot of heat on him towards the end of last season. They still have Snacks Harrison and Darius Slay. Both apparently want new contracts and deals with the Lions as well. But yeah, In that game, I do like the Chargers to come out on top of the Lions. And then the other slates to wrap things up, Jacksonville at Tennessee. So you have that whole division playing each other in week one, Colts at Titans and Jaguars at the Houston Texans. And kind of a meh slate of games there so far. And then again, another divisional game, the Patriots at the Miami Dolphins. A lot of divisional games in week two when you look at it on the Fox side and the CBS side of things. And honestly, the Patriots, probably not this year, because their Dolphins are probably going to be led by Ryan Fitzpatrick. Maybe Josh Rosen beats him out in training camp and wins the starting job, but Fitzpatrick will be there. My guess is Fitzpatrick starts the year unless Josh Rosen has an unbelievable preseason and training camp. But Patriots at Dolphins wraps up that slate. Therefore, CBS, if you had me predict who goes where for this slate of games at 1 o'clock, I would probably say that Nance and Romo do the Chargers at the Lions. Maybe do the Colts at the Titans division game. Showcase Andrew Luck, Marcus Mariota. It's a good game. It's always produced some entertaining moments, especially the last few years between these two teams. But yeah, Chargers at the Lions definitely seems like the right play there for Jim Nance and Tony Romo to do that game as well. If not for Fox having the doubleheader for the second straight week, there's only three games at the 4 o'clock window this week. 4:05, Chiefs at the Raiders. Showcase Patrick Mahomes. Again, I think same situation as last week. Ian Eagle, Dan Fouts get that game. And then Saints at the Rams. Fantastic, fantastic game for Fox to have there in the doubleheader. And the other one's good too. Chicago Bears at the Denver Broncos. But Joe Buck and Aikman are definitely 100% going to do the Saints at the Rams. Showcase that crazy game where the Saints got absolutely hosed on that PI call, or the non-PI call, I should say, last year, where the Saints probably should have gone to play New England in the Super Bowl and set up an epic Drew Brees and Tom Brady matchup. But nonetheless, the Rams got there, dealing with some adversity. Todd Gurley's apparently unhappy with the way things are going so far with the Rams. He may even hold out. It's a possibility. We'll see. But that's a good game to have there. And then Chicago at Denver. Denver kind of in a state where they're trying to milk every single last bit of talent. I don't even know what John Elway's doing anymore, honestly. Trading for Joe Flacco at the tail end of his career. Maybe he experiences a revitalization. He lost his job to Lamar Jackson. But I don't know. Bears have a really damn good defense. If he had to pick a game or a winner there, definitely going with Chicago over the Denver Broncos. Wrap things up on Sunday. Eagles at Falcons is a Sunday night game. Honestly, I'm a little surprised by this one, to be completely honest with you. The Falcons missed the playoffs last year. The Eagles are going to be good again. Probably could be a playoff team. No more Nick Foles in Philly, but Carson Wentz should be back and healthy for this game. So you have two NFC, potential NFC heavyweights going at it in Philadelphia and Atlanta. And you know what? Honestly, could be an early season game that determines which of these two teams could get a wild card spot. Both play in tough divisions. I wouldn't count Washington or the Giants being in it, but the Eagles are going to battle with Dallas for that division this year. And then the Falcons, that NFC South is a dogfight. Tampa Bay could be better. The Panthers, if Cam Newton is healthy, and adding Gerald McCoy today, could be better all around. And then you got the Saints. So a must win probably early on for the Falcons if they want to have any hope of starting well, but also putting themselves in the best position possible starting the season to make the playoffs. Wrapping things up in week two, Monday night, Browns at the New York Jets. Fascinating game to put here, and I like it. Showcase the Cleveland Browns on Monday Night Football. Baker Mayfield, everybody buying into Baker Mayfield, and rightfully so. Odell Beckham Jr. is going back to New York. Obviously, he's not playing the Giants, his former team that traded him, but he is playing the other New York team in a matchup of two young, exciting quarterbacks. Some good defenses, too. The Jets adding Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle, in the draft. The Browns with Myles Garrett, two really good pass rushers on either side of the ball. Good defense. The Browns could be a playoff team this year. They absolutely could, and they're definitely deserving of this placement. And then Sam Darnold on the side of the Jets. Quinnen and Leonard Williams on defense. And yeah, I like it. I like the way this week ends. Pretty good matchups. I'm also going to pick the winners. That's something I'm going to do each week as well. So Buccaneers at the Panthers. I'm going Carolina, Arizona at Baltimore, Baltimore. Cowboys at Washington. I will go Dallas. Indianapolis at Tennessee. I'm going the Colts. Seahawks at the Steelers. It's a tough one. It's 50-50. But I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson. Notice a trend here. Three straight road teams. Bills at the Giants. I'm going to go with Buffalo. 49ers at the Bengals. A little bit of a toss-up, but I think my homers are going to show here my bias, and I am going to go with San Francisco. Chargers at the Lions. I'm actually going to go with the Chargers. Debated the Lions, but I said earlier in the pod, I do think the Chargers win this game. Vikings at the Packers. I'm going to go Packers here. For some reason, I just think Aaron Rodgers, fully healthy, revamped defense in Green Bay, pulls this one out. Jacksonville at Houston. I'm going to go Houston. Patriots at the Dolphins. I'm going New England. Chiefs at the Raiders. Got to go with the Chiefs. But that'll be a much tougher game for Kansas City than you may think. Oakland could be better this year. They had a good draft, I think, even though Cleveland Farrell was a bit of a surprise. Oakland added a lot of talent with their picks. Saints at the Rams. I'm going with the Saints getting a little bit of revenge on LA. LA gets off to a bit of a slow, shaky start. I think they start 1-1 out of the gates. They beat Carolina in week one. Not by much. It'll be totally tight, especially if Cam Newton plays. Bears at Broncos. I am going with Chicago. And then Eagles at the Falcons. I'm going to go with the Falcons here, pulling this one out, honestly. I may have changed my mind from what I said earlier. But you know what? Falcons, home team, Matt Ryan. I'm not going to bet against them. And then Browns at the Jets. I am going Cleveland in this one. I don't buy the Jets as much as other people. I also don't buy Sam Darnold nearly as much as others do. So yeah, there you go. That's week two of the season. And my commentator predictions for this one. As I said, Chargers at the Lions is the Nance and Romo game. Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts does the Chiefs at the Raiders. And then I believe I said earlier, Kevin Burkhart and Charles Davis. It's tough. It's either going to be Vikings at Packers or Seahawks at Steelers. And I have a feeling they're going to go Vikings at Packers. Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, divisional game. I'm just going with that one. We'll see if I get that right once the commentator schedule gets released. And then Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are going to do New Orleans at the Rams. Of course, that's pretty obvious, I think. They're definitely not going to do the Bears at the Broncos. All right, let's get into things. We'll kick things off with the Miami Dolphins. Let's go through their schedule here. I'll pull up regular season. They start at home. Two straight home games, Baltimore and New England. And then they go on the road to Dallas in week three on Fox. And then week four, the Chargers at home. Three of the first four games for Miami are at home. And honestly, they're not going to be a very good football team this year. Baltimore beats them. New England beats them. Dallas beats them. And the Chargers beat them. Miami starts 0-4 as they head into their week five bye. Then again, four out of their first five games at home. Washington goes to Miami. Buffalo is hosting Miami in week seven at New Era Field. Then a random one, and we'll get into this when we get to week eight, but the Miami Dolphins at the Pittsburgh Steelers Monday night, 8:15, ESPN at Heinz Field. And honestly, maybe they can squeeze out a win against Washington. I would not be surprised. I don't think they beat Buffalo. I don't think they beat Pittsburgh. At this point, 1-6 for the Miami Dolphins. Week 9, at home again to the New York Jets, 1 o'clock. Week 10, interesting, at the Colts, 4:05. I think they could beat the Jets potentially to go to 2-6, lose to the Colts to go to 2-7. Home to the Bills in week 11 on the 17th. of November. Maybe they can split Buffalo. I'm not going to bet it. I do think Buffalo will be much improved, as I said earlier, so I'm going to go Bills. Dolphins dropped to 2-8. At the Browns on the 24th, week 12 in November, dropped to 2-9, losing to Cleveland. Home to Philadelphia, where they dropped to 2-10. 2-11 in week 14 after they play in East Rutherford against the Jets. They squeeze out a win in Week 15, 1 p.m. at the New York Giants on CBS to go to 3-11. And then the last 2 weeks, they win again at home to the Cincinnati Bengals, 1 p.m. on the 22nd of December. They squeeze that one out and win that one to go to 4-11, and then they lose Week 17 to finish 4-12 at Foxborough against the New England Patriots. Nothing too fancy about the Dolphins' schedule here. They only get one primetime game, which is pretty self-explanatory, at the Steelers on ESPN on the 28th of October, so right before Halloween. And then they have a 4:05 at the Colts in Week 10. Interesting, we'll have to take a look at the slate of games there to see why that could be the case. Regardless, they're going to lose, and the Dolphins will go 4-12. New York Jets, Week 1 at home to the Buffalo Bills. Week 2 at home again. Monday night, they get the extra day against Cleveland Browns. I say that they start 0-2, losing to Buffalo and losing to Cleveland. And then they start 0-3, and actually they go 0-4 after their Week 4 bye. Week 3 at New England, they lose. Week 4, they have an early season bye. And then Week 5 on October the 6th at Philadelphia, they lose that one to drop to 0-4. And then Week 6, this could be a Nance and Romo game. 4:25, Week 6 at home to Dallas. I say they lose that one too. 0-5. I honestly don't buy the Jets hype, as you can probably tell. But you know what? As the schedule gets a little bit easier as it goes along, Week 7, Monday Night Football, New England Patriots, they squeeze out a win somehow over New England to go to 1-5. They beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville on the 27th, CBS at 1 o'clock, Week 8, to go to 2-5. They beat the Dolphins. Check that I didn't get that wrong in doing the Dolphins schedule, but they beat the Dolphins to go to 3-5. They beat the Giants, get on a hot streak. This is that awesome game where the Jets are the home team, so MetLife will be all done up in Jets colors. Fox, they host the Giants, they win that one. And then they get to 5-5 after abysmal start. They go to Washington in Week 11 on the 17th and beat the Redskins. They come back home, play Oakland on the 24th of November, and win that game to go to 6-5. Then they drop a heartbreaker in their next two games. Or they're actually just one game. I'm going to go Cincinnati. They win in the jungle at Paul Brown Stadium. Week 14, they win to go to 6-6. Or is that 7-7? Can't remember. Sorry, lost count. Oh, that would be 6-7. And then Week 15 at Baltimore, Thursday Night Football, 7-7. They beat the Ravens. Week 16, home to the Steelers. They lose that game to fall to 7-8. And then I think they lose to the Bills when they have to go to Orchard Park in Week 17, 1 o'clock on CBS, and finish the season 7-9. Darnold shows a whole lot of improvement. The defense gets a whole lot better. And the Jets are a team that has everybody on their radar going into the season after. In terms of featured games for the New York Jets, they have Monday night against the Browns in Week 2. Week 6, 4:25, home to Dallas. Week 7, 8:15, Monday night again, at home to New England. So two Monday nights, so 4:25. They have a Thursday night game at Baltimore on the 12th of December. And that is their primetime and late window games for the New York Jets. And that wraps things up for this week. Next week, we will get into Week 3, go over the New England Patriots and some teams from the AFC North in terms of dissecting and breaking down their schedule as well. But give this a listen, give it a comment, provide some feedback, correct me if I'm wrong, and just don't prepare well enough for this and have some glaring mistakes in some of the games I just predicted going through the Jets and the Dolphins. And let me know your thoughts. Always looking for some more feedback. Until next week, peace.